Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Here we go, last hour of the show, dear listener. Sing Hosanna's, fun times ahead, 03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You know the score. You're very welcome to give us a call about absolutely anything you want. Me and Kath sit here and we talk nonsense and we jibber-jabber away. Quit your jibber-jabber, we might have to, but we sit and we talk nonsense. And you are welcome to call in about any of that nonsense or anything else you fancy. Good evening, Sheila.
Oh, gosh, I feel so awful because I forgot about what I was going to talk to you about last night.
Well, that's OK. We don't feel awful about that. Tonight's another night. What have you? Please don't tell me you've forgotten what you've called in for tonight.
I probably have. But no, I haven't.
OK.
No, what I was going to say is that I'm terrible at telling jokes.
OK.
So I was going to try and be funny.
Okay.
But it's probably not going to work, so I'm going to just try anyway.
Yep.
Okay. Hiya. So last night,
Did you just say hiya?
Yeah, I know.
Why?
That awful.
Well, why? What in the? Are you going into like a stand-up comedy routine now? I don't know why you just said hiya halfway through our conversation. And trust me, it is halfway through the conversation.
Yes. Comics, and this is where it goes wrong because I'm so unfunny.
Are you going into like you're telling jokes in a comedy club now?
No.
Then why did you say hiya?
I just wanted to say hello.
Here we go. But we were halfway through the conversation.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Kath.
But we.
So
what?
Can I not start again, please?
Yep, go.
All right, please. Can you be quiet for a little bit?
Yeah, of course I can. Yep. I'll be quiet on my show. Yeah, okay, be quiet on my show.
But no, what I liked about your first hour is you said people are talking very slowly.
Yes.
And every time I phone up, you say I'm talking too fast, talking too much. Oh, God, she's still talking.
And yet not saying anything.
Just very observant, Catherine.
Yes, that's true.
Let's get to the point. Now.
No, it's ruined. You've ruined it now. I had a big joke planned. Because I'm terrible at jokes.
Okay.
I was going to do a joke.
Not quite sure how I've ruined it. I'm going to be quiet and I'm going to let you get on with it. Here we go.
Okay. So, I was going to listen to Tony Slattery interview last night. I didn't get a chance to listen because my lodger moved out last night.
Is that lodger in inverted commas?
No, my.
So it's not a euphemism. Lover. It's not. Okay, so it's a lodger. It's not a lover.
You keep talking, didn't you? Mm. You're like me. You just can't stop talking.
Okay.
Well, you do keep
buffing
in, don't you? I'm David Babcock, and I got my willy stuck in the Hoover.
Okay, away you go.
Right.
No, please don't leave me.
So this is quite upsetting because...
Do you want me to do it for you, rubbish in?
Last night.
Yes.
I knew you'd do this. I knew
you
would.
You do keep butting in, don't you?
I like mine quite hard, and then I like to put it all in my mouth at once.
Oh, my gosh.
Dick.
Well...
Right.
They've cancelled Brexit.
Okay, where you go? We're just waiting.
Now, is it? Because
I don't know if it was going to work at any of the timelines,
no,
but okay.
I had a good joke and you've ruined it.
Okay. I'm going to be quiet and we're going to hear it now. So you're going to listen.
You won't be, will you?
I'm going to be quiet. Zip. Zip.
Okay. Right. So my flatmate moved out last night and I really loved him. He's French. His name is Patrice. Is that good?
What?
Right, so his name is Patrice.
What?
His name is Patrice. He's French.
What is the joke?
No, it hasn't come... I haven't done it yet. But you've annoyed it, me, now.
You haven't... Have you done the joke?
No.
Well, then, there's no... That was the joke.
No, it's not the joke. I haven't got it yet.
But didn't you say... Didn't you say, do you get it or something just then?
She said she was going to tell a joke.
Uh-huh. Okay.
No, there is a big joke.
Start again.
There was a big joke, so I can't do it now because you've annoyed me and you've put me off my flight. So...
Baby!
Why does life have to be so unfair?
Okay, so I'm confused.
There was supposed to be a joke. And like I said... Most of my friends are comedians and they think I'm awful because I can't be funny. I'm not funny at all.
Well, I don't know. Was what you just said about Patrice meant to be funny? Was that a joke or was that a true story?
No! That was the start of the joke.
Well, then let's get to the end of the joke, please.
I'm really worried about Patrice.
Right, so it took me a long time to get someone to live with me, a flatmate, a lodger, and I found someone who was French. His name was Patrice. And he was lovely, okay? And I tried to be very professional with him, so I didn't get to know him. And last night, I missed your interview with Tony Slattery, which I loved to have listened to, because we were having his farewell party, because he'd been here a year, and I had a little farewell thing, and we ended up sort of getting to know each other, because I've been trying to be very professional and normal. And last night I thought, well, he's leaving anyway, I'll just be myself.
What are you beefing on about?
Hey?
Carry on. I think we've got a cross line.
Who was that?
What are you beefing on about?
Oi? Who are you?
Just shut it, pal.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
Did we get a word in edgeware here?
No, because Ian wants people to talk very fast. I'll talk very fast. If you want to talk fast, I'll talk fast.
Am I talking to myself here?
Who is that person?
Are you real?
Ian, who's that?
Oh, God. What's the matter with it?
Well, I'm an it, am I?
What's the matter with it? Yes?
I'm an it.
Yes.
Wow. Are you a plumber or something?
Yes.
Ian, who is this person?
Justin.
Right, so I'm going to carry on with my joke. It's ruined now. Don't you ruin it. No, it was a good joke. So I'm not going to go to the end of it now because you're all going to miss out on the funniness of it.
Just shut it, pal.
I'm shocking.
Yes. Am I talking to myself here?
Yeah,
are you real?
I think you probably are.
I like the mushy peas.
Yeah, I like mushy peas too.
Dear. What a radio programme this is.
Yeah, it is the best radio programme, so bugger off.
Yes. Please don't go.
Right, I had a joke then. It was really funny, but it's been ruined.
A guzzler.
Who is this person?
Justin.
Justin, hello, Justin. How are you?
Oh, God.
Hello.
Good morning, boss. Welcome back.
Well, I don't like him. He's a horrible man.
Yes.
I said such a good joke, a really good joke, and it's been ruined.
What's the matter with it?
You have ruined it.
Who's that?
Oh, gosh.
Please don't go.
Right, I'm Sheila.
Flipping it.
He's ruined my joke. It was such a good joke.
You?
Who is this person?
Justin.
Right, Justin's who? Justin Daly?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So are you going to read the news or something?
Yes.
Right, go on then.
I've done a little garden.
What?
I've done a little garden.
Read the news.
Who the hell is Ginger Baker?
I don't understand what this man says.
Oonga, 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 shanga, oonga, oonga, oonga.
Hello, I had such a good joke and you've all ruined it.
What's the matter with it?
It for a long time.
What's the matter with it?
I planned it and it was a good joke. And you've
ruined
it. All of you.
Who,
Kat,
you?
Ian and you. It was
who's
great.
That?
It was funny.
Yeah, I know it is now.
Okay. So what are you going to say?
Dear, dear, dear. What a radio programme this is.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I don't know, mate. Neither do I.
Right, so have you ever phoned before?
Yes.
Right.
Have I won?
Okay, what's your name?
Justin.
Justin, so you're a regular caller, Justin?
Yes, yes.
Right, so what number have you got on their membership card?
What was that?
Have you got a membership card?
Yes.
What is the number?
What was that?
What is the number on your membership card?
What was that?
What number has your membership card got?
What was that?
Why is this person still there?
Oh, you're a fool.
What number are you on the membership list?
I don't know, mate. Neither do I.
Are you drunk?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What have
a
you guzzler. Been drinking today?
A guzzler.
You're a guzzler?
Yes.
Okay, what have you had to drink?
Da-da-da-da-da.
Okay, so you're not real, are you?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going now because I've been told you're not real.
I like the mushy peas. Please don't go.
No, you're not real. That's the problem.
Please don't go.
I've made a fool because you're not real.
Please don't go.
I had a good joke and you've all missed out on it. Okay?
Yes.
Having said that, I was very happy last night because after 2 weeks, my 3 weeks, Ian and Kath's T-shirt turned up and I loved it. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, Sheila.
Thank you.
Bye. 0344 499 1000.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
0344 499 1000. Let's go to Jay. Good evening, Jay.
Evening. Hey, Ian. Hey, Kath. How's it going?
Hey, Jay. What you got for us?
Yeah, I just heard you talk about the CD thing and I thought I'd quickly call in. I distinctly have a very early memory of Clive Bull actually doing that. And I think I remember like calling in and requesting one of these and getting it. And it was like distinctly funny because I'd never been into talk-based radio or listened to it. And suddenly after having that, it's like that was the most funniest thing ever. But yeah, I just wanted to confirm.
So hang on. So what? So you called up Clive, who I'm a big fan of and a good friend of, and he sent you the CD. What, for you to go and deposit it somewhere?
Yeah, that's right. So I think they were encouraging listeners to sort of take these out and then just leave it on the bus and just leave it on public transport, leave it somewhere else.
Do you remember where you left yours?
I think it may have been on a bus actually.
Yeah.
I see your point how it wouldn't work these days. And I was thinking, oh, you could do a USB or something, but yeah, probably not.
I wonder if someone finds a USB. Yeah. People won't put it in their computer because they think it'll have like a virus or terrorist activity
that's true.
Or something on there.
I was thinking, like, surely maybe if there's like a disposable sort of media device available on the cheap, because you know how you get all these. So if, I don't know, like Chinese audio players or whatever, you know, you can...
Oh, hang on, Kath's having an idea.
I've just had an idea.
Go on, Kath's just had an idea, Jay. We should celebrate this moment.
What about if we have, like the cards that we did, but they encourage people to ring this number?
Oh, that could work. Maybe depending on, like, the text or whatever you put out.
Ring this number between 10 and 1 Monday to Friday and we'll give you £50.
Reward, yeah. That's genius.
That's what we do. But then you have to pay the money, Jay.
I could consider it. But you could be like, you could call in. You could call in and do a specific thing or have good material and then you can earn your £50.
Ooh.
But you only tell them that after they call in.
It wouldn't work. We did have an idea once, I was going to copy from an Australian... When I was in Australia, I read about this...
It was political, wasn't it?
MP... that had an idea to get votes. She put herself and her policies on Tinder. So that people would swipe past, and then you'd see this politician and you'd say, I'm on Tinder and vote for me, was the thing.
That is pretty genius, actually. I guess in this day and age of social media, everything, you've got to evolve with the times and turn that CD into something else. I just wanted to say
it
definitely did happen, and that was great. And that was, I think you were, I don't remember what you were presenting back in that day, but it may have been Drive Time, and I think I was one of your correspondents or something.
Wow, Jay, you're old school. Look at that, man. You're what I call a proper fan. These plastic
Uber
fans.
Five-star correspondent.
What correspondent were you?
It was. I think it was just internet stuff. So you ended up calling it Web Uber Veteran 5-star.
I remember you. I remember your made up title. We did this thing, the five, because we didn't have any features on the Drive Time show, and someone phoned up and said, you've got to have features. So we did the 5:38 Daily Correspondent Update, which and it would
and
have.
You'd have like people call in and like, this is. And then you'd play
we had. Remember that kid we had who was the Knight Rider correspondent?
Yeah.
He was like about 12, and he was the Knight Rider correspondent. He was getting really into Knight Rider. And then one day, we got the Knight Rider car at the radio station and we invited him up and he got a drive around the block in Knight Rider. Blew his mind. Hey, Jay, listen, thank you, man. You've reminded me of some fun times when I had listeners.
But I
appreciate it. Nice to talk to you, man. Thank you very much indeed. What a nice guy. Speaking of nice guys, it's Nice Guy Nigel.
Oh, hello. Hi, Ian. All right,
Nigel, what have you got for us tonight?
No, I just wanted to talk about Mum tonight, really.
Okay.
So I've had a bad day today, really, I would say.
What happened?
Well, I wasn't well when I got up, you know. I wasn't well when I got up. I get some bad days and some good days, you know.
Yeah, I know, I get
and,
it.
I think I kept waking up all the morning and I couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
And I went back to sleep about midday till 1:30 and then I felt worse, you know, when I got up.
Yeah.
But I wanted to tell you what about when I was sitting with Mum, things that you might find interesting or strange, you know.
Go on.
When I used to sit up with Mum in the front room watching telly, we both used to sort of nod off to sleep sitting together. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm listening.
Nod off to sleep sitting together, and my mum would wake up with a jump and say she couldn't see. When she woke up, she couldn't see properly.
Oh, blimey.
And it frightened the life out of me. And of course, and she used to suffer from vertigo giddiness as well.
Yeah.
And of course, I used to have to keep calling the ambulance out to see her every now and again. You know, she had to have treatment at home every now and again, you know. Because the vertigo thing.
Yeah.
It's very bad with some people, isn't it?
It can be terrible.
And especially musicians get it a lot, don't they, with noise as well.
I've not heard. Do they?
It's happened to me a lot as a drummer.
Oh, blimey.
Years ago, when I had too much noise, the doctor said it was the noise.
Yeah.
That caused vertigo. Yeah. Anyway, so she woke up. She couldn't sleep for long, and she sat up in the chair till 5:00 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I didn't. I had to get her to bed at 5:00 in the morning. I couldn't go to sleep until I knew she was gone to bed. You know?
Well, you've been through a lot, Nigel.
I sat up with her to the very end till she had the fall. I think she may have blacked out in the garden.
Right.
You know, she lost her footage because she could have actually. She did black out in the chair,
fall asleep.
Maybe even standing up or something like that.
Nigel, do you get to talk to many people in the day?
Well, when I go into town, I see a lot of my friends and stop and chat. I've loads of people to talk to.
Good,
yeah,
good.
But it doesn't. No, I don't want to come home really.
I know, honest. It's a lot of memories.
Yeah, and I miss it. And it's been a really bad evening for me tonight.
Why has it been bad?
Because I can't stop worrying about her. You know, you don't need
to worry about her anymore.
No,
she's at peace.
But these things that she woke up and she couldn't see properly for a while until her vision came back, and that frightened the life out of me. And she did actually have a fall in out of. She fell out of the chair one time, and I had to pick 11 stone off the floor because she weighed 11 stone. I picked her up off the floor and put her into the chair because she couldn't get up on her own because she got swollen legs.
Yes.
The water retention in her legs. And I did a good deed. I got her into the chair I was so frightened that she would have to go to hospital, and she didn't. I got her better.
I would suggest that.
It was frightening.
Yeah.
You're sorry.
Yeah. I would suggest that you just start trying to remember the good times that you had with her. Because Nigel, listen.
Yeah.
You can't. I understand why you think about all those times and worrying about her, but she's at peace now, and it does nobody any good to remember those bad times. She'd want you to be happy, right?
Yeah.
Right. So try and focus on the good times.
I'm failing on the garden because I've got to get the people at the council people to dig a garden for me because I can't manage it on my own. So I've got 2 hip replacements.
Oh, blimey.
And I can't bend. I can't squat to the ground and dig.
Okay.
Then speak to the council.
All of this stuff can be overcome.
I went to see it. I did a good thing today. I went to see him today, and they're going to come out in a month's time and do the garden.
Beautiful.
They're going to do the grass, and then they're going to look at how bad the weeds are.
Great.
Stuff.
There you go.
So that's that problem sorted. But I feel guilty that I can't get it as good as she did.
You shouldn't feel guilty. I understand why.
I've done everything else right. You know, the bills I've sorted out and the house is clean.
Beautiful.
I do everything to clean the house.
But the garden's going to get sorted.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's good.
And she said that she was proud of me on Wednesday before she died on the video. I've got this video where she said she was proud.
She is proud of you. So that's good.
Yeah.
Try and focus on the good times.
I needed to talk to you as a friend, Ian.
Okay.
Hello, Catherine.
Hi, Ian.
Hello, Catherine.
You can hear it in my voice, can't you? It's really affected me.
Yeah, I can. Nigel, go to bed.
Well, no, I've got a film on. I've got Tomb Raider on at the moment, that film, the old one.
Angelina Jolie or the new one?
Yeah, no, I like no, the Angelina
She
Jolie
will always
one.
Be Lara Croft to me, not this
She'll
new young punk.
She'll always be the best, won't she?
She's the best.
She'll always be the best,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, good
and
film.
The best looking as well.
Yeah, yeah. Hey?
That's what I mean. It takes my mind off mum, but at the back of my mind, nothing really takes the shock away. Does
nothing
takes
the shock away, but you go and eye up.
I've done very well. I try to go out every day,
good.
Even though I've had
good.
A bad stomach.
Go and watch Angelina Jolie, and just remember that she once kissed me.
Did she?
Yes, she did, Nigel. Yes,
where
Catherine Watts. She
in
did,
York.
Catherine.
Here he comes.
No, she kissed me. Yep. Why are you, what?
I mean... Cannot mention that woman's name without hearing
most,
that story.
One of the most beautiful movie stars in the world and a great humanitarian and a great talent kissed me and told me that she thought I was funny.
Mm.
What? You're jealous.
But
sorry.
What country was it? Were you in England at the time?
I was in Canada at the time.
And why was that?
I was in a movie with her.
And what was it called? Beyond Borders.
That was it, thank you.
Did you watch the whole thing?
No,
are
I
you an actor as well, Ian?
I am an actor, Nigel. I'm a very talented actor, yes.
I didn't know, did no. I? I didn't know.
I don't like bragging about it.
Flipping it.
So did you go to RADA?
I did go to RADA.
Yeah, that's a good place to start.
Well, I went to RADA to audition for RADA, but I didn't get accepted, but I went there.
Yeah.
I trod the boards in RADA.
Can you still go when you get older at my age, do you think, you know, try and be an actor or
yes,
whatever?
Yes, you can be an actor at any age. Michael Caine didn't start acting until he was 68.
What?
No. He's not that bad an actor, is he?
He's not that bad.
No,
all right, Nigel,
I mean,
listen,
Alfie,
go and watch, go and raid some tombs.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Nigel, listen, thank you for calling. You take care of yourself. Nigel, thank you for calling. You take care of yourself. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000 is the phone number. It's another 10 minutes of the show or so, thereabouts, before Paul Ross comes in. What have you got, Catherine?
This thing in a hotel room. Have you seen this? A tourist in Bali wrote on Facebook. Baffled after she found a mysterious sign on the ceiling of her hotel room and took to social media to find out what it was.
Here we go. Well, I'll know the answer.
Okay. The woman was staying at the Grand Barong Resort on the popular Indonesian Holiday Isle when she encountered the bizarre symbol. She posted a picture on the Facebook page and wrote, "What's this? It's been stressing us out for weeks." Another woman staying at the same hotel.
How long is she there for?
Exactly. Lucky thing. Responded to say, a woman staying at the same hotel responded to say she was worried, wondering about the same thing. A Qibla pointer. Do you know what a Qibla pointer is?
I do, actually, but let's just see if they get it right in the story.
So it's an arrow, basically.
Yeah, it points to the kibbles.
The kibbles. The kibbles and bits.
I don't know what it is. What's this?
I might be pronouncing it wrong.
It'll just be pointing to like a water main.
Incorrect data.
Oh, please, continue over to the play.
Points to Mecca.
And your next word is Mecca.
So you can point your prayer mat in the right direction.
Okay.
So there you have it. That's what it was. So she's been lying in bed wondering what that thing was. Now she knows.
So she's been praying in the wrong direction.
I don't think she's been praying
at all.
Don't
they have compasses? They have compasses in their prayer bags. They have prayer bags. I remember, who was that thick boxer I was... stuck in a jungle with Amir Khan, thicko. He had like a sort of prayer kit with him, and it had like a I'm pretty sure it had a compass to tell him which way to pray. You gotta pray just to make it today.
They should build them into the mats.
Yeah, that's not
take
bad,
that to the dragons.
Yeah. Do you know, I think it probably... Let me just take this call. I'll take this call. Hey, T!
Hi, how are you?
Hey, T. That's a place, isn't it? Voodoo.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, T. How you doing, man?
Not too bad.
What you got for us tonight? You're on the air, by the way.
Oh, am I?
Yeah. You come
long.
Straight to air. Hello?
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 Mm-hmm.
What's going on
straight
here?
Straight to air.
Sorry?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was just phoning to say I thought it was quite a derogatory remark to say people who are depressed and pissed to kill themselves.
I didn't say people who are depressed should go and kill themselves, T.
You did.
But I didn't. I didn't. I literally didn't.
Seconds ago.
I literally didn't.
What did you say then?
I don't remember it word for word, but it wasn't that, man. It wasn't that.
Yeah, it was. Yes, Ian, it was.
I remember why you got banned. I literally didn't, mate.
You said...
Please don't tell me what I said, because you don't know.
Yes, I do. I've been listening for the last 2 hours.
Okay, well, then you don't know what I said, and you don't know what a joke is, but carry on.
That's a joke, is it? Especially when it's the current week it is.
Jesus Christ.
You said...
Okay, T, here we go.
People who are drunk and want to kill themselves don't phone in.
Yes, I did say that. That's not saying people should go and kill themselves. That's a different thing. Yes, I did say that. Yes, as a joke. Yeah, yeah. A show that famously allows people on, a show that famously is hosted by someone who's been suicidal and is a drug addict and alcoholic, a show that famously kept a guy online for 40 minutes when he'd taken a drug overdose so we could get an ambulance to him, a show that famously bought food for a man who was suffering from depression because his mum had died. You think, you're going to listen or you're going to be a dick? A show that famously does all...
You're just trying to explain your reasoning for being an arse.
Here we go, T. Well, I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
I will tell you now that is straight down the line wrong.
Okay, T. I'm so glad that I apologised yesterday for something that I didn't actually need to apologise for.
You again to ask you to apologise again.
I'm not apologising to you again because this doesn't warrant an apology. You should apologise to me. I remember why we banned you the first time. Shut up, Tate. You're not on the air. Like, you can't be heard. I'll put you back on in a second, OK? So just keep your shtum. Keep it quiet. I remember why we banned you the first time. It's because of this this behaviour and inability to be sensible, right? But I apologised yesterday for that. Even though I didn't need to, I apologised because I'm a gracious guy and I want there to be peace. But listen, I don't think the show is for you because... Everybody else listening will know that what I said was a joke. You didn't find it funny? Okay, fine. Well, that's fine. But you're not going to find every joke. I forgot his T show. Let's let T speak.
No wonder your best mates are Jeremy Kyle.
Okay. You really are thick.
No, I'm not.
You are because you think. You think. But you're not because you think. You've got no manners. You think I'm best friends with Jeremy Kyle you believed everything I've said tonight that is obviously a joke.
All I'm saying is
dumb. All you're saying is nonsense.
Some people take you say literally.
Right. And so some drunks won't phone me up.
Right. And so when people are suffering from mental health,
you're being a dick, mate. You're an idiot. You're not bright enough to get this show. I apologised to you yesterday, right, when I didn't need to, because actually you were in the wrong. But I apologised, okay, and you accepted it. But you're just a troublemaker. You're just looking for beef where there isn't any beef. You phone up and you libel me to my colleagues. You libel me and lie about me to my colleagues, and yet I still apologise to you, and now you're phoning up just talking nonsense. Mate, you're not bright enough for the show, buddy, so I'm going to suggest that you don't call in anymore. Is that okay?
No, I think you need to rethink what your show is about.
No, thanks. No, thanks. I'll do my show. You tell you what, because, you do your show. You do your show.
You affect people.
All right,
more
T. Okay,
think.
T. All right,
and
mate.
You have been affected.
Okay, T. Thanks so much for your call.
Okay.
I'm banning you from listening.
You don't like the truth. Sorry.
No, I don't like arseholes, and that's what I'm talking to right now.
No. See, look, you're getting derogatory. I'm saying you don't like the truth.
No, you're not telling the truth. You're talking nonsense, man. You're talking, and everyone listening to you knows that you're talking nonsense. You're embarrassing yourself.
I'm not talking nonsense.
Okay, well, you phone up another one of my colleagues and libel me again. You go and do that, because I ban you from listening to this show. You're never allowed to listen to this show ever again.
Any shape or form.
You are banned from listening to my show.
Anyway,
you will never listen to my show again. I forbid you.
Exactly what you said.
I forbid you from listening. I forbid you from listening to my show.
Come back.
T, I forbid you. Listen, gross of manners. I forbid you.
I forbid you.
No, because you won't shut up.
No, I'm right.
No one can hear you. I've got the power. I've got the secret. You're not on the air. T, I forbid you from ever listening to my radio show again. If I find out you've been listening to my radio show, I'm going to get the police on you. I'm going to get the police on you for listening. If you ever listen to my show again and I find out, I'm going to get the police on you. Okay, we got a deal. You never listen again, otherwise I'm going to send the police round.
Send the police round?
Yes.
Listen to the radio station.
If you listen to my show ever again, I will send the police round, yeah.
I think you're so ridiculous to even say that.
Now you're getting the point. Now you're getting the point. Well done, yes. If you ever listen to my show again, I will send the police round to arrest you. I'm not even joking now. This is serious. If I find out you've been listening, you can expect that on the door, all right?
Ian, get it for yourself, man.
I didn't hear what you said. You got a potty mouth. You listen. If I find out, come in, Paul. If I find out you've been listening to this show, you're going to get the police. And they send the police round.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.